What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it is, baby. We got Luke Morrow in for Ron to show Ugly. A little travel day for Ron to show Ugly. I guess when he goes out of town and does a show from somewhere else, he's kind of like the Astros or the Texans, or they take a little travel day. So he's going to take a little travel day here Tuesday. And no panic. We got Luke Morrow in the building, and he's always chomping at the bit to get some run here on Sports Radio 610. Tyler Milner is behind the glass, and we got a big day. Obviously, the Texans are at the Greenbrier up in West Virginia, getting a little cooler temps up there. Weather-wise, doesn't sound like them temps are cooled down with the fellas. We got a couple of fights today, which is I am absolutely here for. Luke, I didn't know you'd be a guy that was here for the fights. I saw.
Absolutely.
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag because we're going to get to it at some point today. But Luke Morrow, for folks, everybody out there doesn't know Luke. You know the voice. You've heard him before. Luke Morrow's here for the fights at training camp. He's here for getting physical at training camp, as am I. In fact, if it doesn't happen, I think I'm a little bit concerned about this physicality we keep hearing about and this personality we keep hearing about. But we got some scuffling going on up at the Greenbrier, and we will get to that. We will get to that. As we said, Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne will both be joining us. Sean Pendergast, courtesy of Yingling Flight. Great beer, by the way. We'll get there. But before we do that, boys, we got to talk about these Astros. Look, I don't know what's going to happen with the Astros down the stretch here. Have no clue. I don't know that anybody does, really, to be completely honest with you, given how they got where they are right now. But I know as a fan, I am as invested, I don't know if that's the right word, I am as interested, I'm as fascinated as I've been in a long time with a regular season Astros baseball team. You know, maybe that's spoiled with all the ALCS appearances and the World Series expectations. Maybe you kind of lose interest in the 162. But I'm going to be honest with you, boys. Right now, the whole story of how they got the lead in the division in the first place, through all the adversity, through all the injuries, is a tremendous story. And then you look at, they go get Correa, which for me personally, I'm a huge Correa fan. So every time I turn the TV on and see him speaking it to the media or I see him at the plate, it absolutely turns me on. And then you get, when you have a bunch of injuries early on, boy, you get something to look forward to. It's not the talent that you're acquiring at the trade deadline necessarily. It's almost like two trade deadlines here for the Astros, because on the backside of this thing, they're going to start plugging in players that are absolute difference makers in Major League Baseball. And so that is a huge, just to me, it's storyline after storyline with the Astros. But let's start, Luke, with last night. By the time I get home, I'll be honest with you, by the time I got home with that 5:40 first pitch, by the time I get home at 7, hell, Jason Alexander was done. So I didn't see much of what Jason Alexander actually did. But since 6 innings pitched, gave up 3 hits, no earned, 1 walk, 6 Ks. He threw 97 pitches. The young fellow was really, really good last night. Let's hear from Joe Espada on Jason Alexander. Here's the Astros manager on his young pitcher's performance last night.
Yeah, he made pitches. He was, you could see the fatigue, but he was still making good pitches. He really stepped up. He really did. It's someone who we've been asking to do, get on that plane and come back and give us outings. And he's been able to do a great job every time he steps on the mound.
Jason Alexander, 6 scoreless. That's his second win, Luke, with the Astros in the big leagues. Astros win 8-2. And we'll get to how the offensive explosion, which, by the way, Tyler, we talked about it yesterday. When I saw that lineup, Luke, I was like, this is the damn lineup. I'm not saying it's great, but this is the lineup you should be able to win games offensively with. But before we get there, Jason Alexander, really impressive last night. Luke, is this something that, as Astros fans, we can really lean into, or is this just the latest minor leaguer that, hey, comes out and is decent early and isn't a real – doesn't have any real staying power in the bigs with the Astros, or is this something we can lean into?
Yeah, I don't know how much you can count on him down the stretch. It was great to see last night, and the Marlins have the best record in baseball over the last 6 weeks. So, that was a good win for the Astros to get off the schneid and for him to pitch like that and get out of that bases loaded jam. But, yeah, I think it's like the other guys that you alluded to where they have a certain level of success, and then they kind of hit that wall, or they regress to the mean, or they get figured out. And obviously this wasn't Jason Alexander's first appearance in the big leagues, but he's still raw enough that you don't know him as well if you're the other teams in the league. But for me with this Astros team, I'm more excited for the returns of specifically Arrigetti tomorrow.
Yeah.
But even I would bank more on hopefully Javier bringing more to the table than a Jason Alexander. I would feel more comfortable relying on the pieces that might be coming back here the second half of the season for that pitching staff, more so than Jason Alexander. Doesn't take away from what he did last night, but I don't think you can count on that every 5 days in this starting rotation.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could. I see the Jason Alexander role, and multiple guys, by the way, being one of those bullpen games. If you get into a situation in a late season where you have, hopefully we're beyond those days. Hopefully we don't have any more. Hopefully, like you said, the Arrigettis, the Christian Harris, the Luis Garcias, those guys come back and you don't have any bullpen games. But definitely a guy, I think, down the stretch that could be a bullpen piece in a bullpen game. Fun to watch. I love watching players kind of arrive at this level. And when you do it again, like you said, against a team that's hot. They were on a 5-game winning streak. They'd been one of the better teams of late. That was big for him. Now, on the offensive side of things here, Jeremy Pena stays hot. He doubles twice. Diaz, 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Sanchez, the newly acquired left fielder, is contributing in a big way. Correa is Correa. But Pena, Luke, this thing is, it's wild to me with the way that Pena has arrived. I mean, we went from a guy that was subpar regular season with a huge, huge big lights, big stage moment in the World Series for Pena at an early age. And we were all just sitting here. I mean, it wasn't long ago. We were all just sitting here going, hey, man, I hope Jeremy Pena can just up them regular season numbers, become a little bit more of a factor in the regular season and kind of start seeing how high he can raise that ceiling. And the next thing you know, it's like we blink and the dude is the leadoff hitter. He's hitting 300. He is lights out. He is owning the moment. He's a problem on the base pass consistently. The way that he can manufacture the hit or the runner being in scoring position, the way that he individually can manufacture that at the top of this lineup is big. But now we also witness a guy that he gets injured, sits for a while, comes back one game. What, he had 3 hits?
Yeah.
He was 3-for-3. He ended up 3-for-5, I think, but he was 3-for-3 to start. Then he sits a game because of the hamstring, and then he comes back. I think that third game was a little rough, but then this game here, I mean, he's just lights out again. Man, Jeremy Pena, it's becoming – the sample size is becoming bigger, and the leadoff hitter that can hit 300 that is a real problem in this league, it looks like it has some staying power.
For sure. And what you just mentioned, I think, is the most impressive part about his season was, as great of a year as it's been, to miss all that time, come back and immediately go 3-for-3 on the road against a good pitcher or a solid pitcher and a good team Friday night. And like you said, miss more time, comes back 2 doubles last night, on base 3 times. It's crazy. It just shows how locked in he is at the plate, that even with all this time off, it doesn't affect his timing. He's raised his batting average by 65 points this year compared to his career average. He's taken such a huge leap forward that I don't think we saw it coming. And it's why at the time I thought that was the bigger loss, and I would still say it if he wasn't in this lineup, but I thought it was the bigger loss than even Yordan for this team, with just how valuable Pena's been this year and how good he's been this year and what he's been doing in the field as well and on the bases, and he is that full tool player offensively. It's interesting, though, this isn't the exact conversation we're having here, but if you do project forward, there is going to need to be a hole created on this team when you bring in Correa and you bring in these pieces. And with the Pena contract situation, I know there's speculation that he could be the odd man out in the near future, which would be a shame because he's been so fun to watch and so good for this team in this lineup that I think outside of Paredes when he was healthy, Pena's probably been the second most important guy for position players.
Yeah, I think he's been the most important. I'm a big Paredes guy, but I think he has been the most important. Now, I am, to be completely transparent, I am a fan of small ball. I'm a fan of manufacturing, runs and the guy that can go out there and doesn't have to hit a double in the gap to end up at second and scoring position, that kind of deal. That guy, to me, 10 out of 10 times, I want him leading off. And I want him on my squad. And so I think he has been the most important, not to mention he plays a premium position at shortstop and plays it at all-pro level, at an all-star level. So I agree with you. I think we're in the same spot with the value of Pena there. I will be absolutely sick if he's not a longer-term Astro. Now, we'll see if he plays his way into one of those contracts where Jim Crane just isn't going to give you an eight-year market-setting type deal. Maybe something that at that point appeal we'll just have to swallow, but we'll see. How real is this Astros team right now, Luke? I know there is a
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
There's obvious, tangible evidence with having a lead in the division, anywhere from 2.5 to 7 games over the last handful of weeks, if you look at it. But how real is this? And here's what I see happening, man. For me, it's the Astros are getting healthy and whole. Pena and Altuve are an absolute problem. Diaz, Sanchez, Walker, Caratini, they're swinging the bat well. They're coming. They're guys you can rely on. At least it looks that way. And the pitching is going to get significantly better, without a doubt. Am I that last caveat there is what I want to talk about. Is am I crazy to think, because the trade deadline comes and goes and you don't sign that number three starter? And that's not us talking. Hell, Dana Brown said that they would like to sign that guy. So obviously there was a need and a want there to sign that guy. I look at what they've got coming in terms of getting healthy and coming back, and I don't know who the guy's going to be, but the Astros injury luck would have to be 10 times worse than it's already been for one of these three pitchers. When I say one of three, we're talking about Christian Javier, we're talking about Spencer Arrighetti, we're talking about Lance McCullers, we can even throw Luis Garcia in there at some point, I guess. Hadn't heard the timeline of him of late, but I guess we can throw him in that conversation. But am I crazy to think that those guys, as close as they are to coming back, including the blister on Lance's finger, I mean, it would take the worst luck in all of Major League Baseball for them to not be in a pretty damn good spot come time for October.
Which you probably wouldn't put past the Astros, though, with all the luck they've had in the medical staff. You know, you never know. No, you're not crazy. That's the reasonable thought. My fear, though, I would temper expectations. I think some people would be crazy to expect a lot from these guys. It's why I wanted the Astros to add that third pitcher at the deadline. I thought that was the most important move because come playoff time, you need at least a third starter, if not a fourth starter, or even just down the stretch to get to the playoffs. And it's hard to bank on these arms that you hope to get back. It's why I look forward to Spencer Arrighetti tomorrow. I know someone on the text line said, what's all the hype with Arrighetti? Well, you can reference his ERA, but it's only based off of two starts this year. But more so, he's the guy that has pitched most recently. He's missed 4 months. And then you're going to try to rely on maybe a Christian Javier who hasn't pitched in 15 months and a J.P. France who hasn't pitched in 16 months.
Forgot about that guy. Well, Eiffel Tower for you right there, T. Him too, bub.
Yeah, Luis Garcia who hasn't pitched in 27 months.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.